Hello, my name is Hasan Sorels, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There are no co-hosts on these Shorts episodes. These are now 6 to 8 minute long observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and yes, even the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for now around 6 to 8 minutes is still better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. Even the one that was recommended at that conference that you went to, where that leader spoke who just got fired from a bank. In light of the current failures of leadership in the banking industry in the United States of America and globally, I recall the opening of Slouching Towards Bethlehem by Joan Didion. And I quote, "I went to San Francisco because I had not been able to work in some months, had been paralyzed by the conviction that writing was an irrelevant act, that the world as I had understood it no longer existed. If I was to work again at all, it would be necessary for me to come to terms with disorder." Close quote. Reading this engenders the question from leaders: how can we lead competently in times of incompetency, chaos, venality, and betrayal? Or does an honest leader have a chance to lead competently, honorably, and loyally in this time? Yes. The opportunities for such leadership that has already come to terms with the disorder and has determined that such disorder, while not a new phenomenon, provides opportunities to build leadership character, that leader will go very far. Don't get me wrong. Systems, processes, bureaucracies, and evil men will lay in wait, like landmines all along the path to competency, but such is as it has always been. Do not become paralyzed by Nietzschean convictions without basis in practical fact. A leader's emotions must be harnessed and directed, not remain listless and unfocused, or even worse, become idly focused, merely on attaining hedonistic pleasure and avoiding paralyzing pain. The system may not hear the falconer. The process may indeed be degrading toward decadence. The rough beast is no longer slouching towards Bethlehem, but may indeed be working its way toward a seat in the throne room of the king. But the work of leaders is not done yet. The solution to incompetence is striving towards leadership competence. The solution to chaos is to wrest order determinedly from the maw of the beast. The solution to venality and betrayal is not to betray more, but it is to trust implicitly and to remain consistent on the execution of principles rather than falling into negotiating always over positions. The solution to disloyalty is to remain loyal to those whom you are tasked with leading. Will this push back the surging tide of the actions and consequences of corrupt men? No, not immediately. But over time, I do believe that failure sinks, success rises, and the laws of nature and nature's God cannot be repealed by the hand of man, even when they are battered by the strongest forces of base incompetency that the human world can produce. And well, that's it for me. Listen and subscribe to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on all the major podcast players that you listen to podcasts on, including iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and even Spotify. And please leave a 5-star review if you like the show. We need those reviews to grow, and it's the easiest way to make sure that this show gets into the ears of the leaders who need to hear it. And of course, tell all your friends. If you want to get started on the leadership path HSCT Publishing's products and services can help your team do that. Check out our training webinars, coaching services, and more at leadershiptoolbox.us. We also have a video-based subscription service that's software as a service that can help your team become better at the individual level. 60 modules and over 100 hours of video and written content for you at leadingkeys.com. That's leadingkeys.com. We've also got books that will help you and your team grow. Pick up a copy today of My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 Essays on Disrupting Your Workplace by Disrupting Your Boss, and subscribe to the Little Red Podcast I launched earlier this year with the same name as that little red book. My most recent book is 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation of Intentional Leadership. Co-written with contributions from Bradley Madigan, this is the book for right now that was written for leaders right now. Pick up a copy by heading over to 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. That's 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. You pay for shipping, and you'll get a copy of my second book as well. Finally, you can get all these books in paperback, hardcover, or as ebooks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and any other place online you order books. Finally, HSCT Publishing is on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the video version of the Leadership Lessons for the Great Books podcast on the HSCT Publishing channel on YouTube. Just search for HSCT Publishing and hit the subscribe button. You'll get our weekly video updates, which is the video version of this podcast. And, of course, you're going to want to subscribe to my other podcast. That's right, I do more than one. The Haysan Sorels Presents audio experience, where I talk more casually with a broader range of people about all matters that matter in the world today, from arts all the way to analytics. All right, that's it for me.